ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சாரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாஸம் தத்தோ ஜயம் உதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 6 சாப்டர் 1 The History of Life of Ajamil, Text 9. Shri Rajo Vacha Drishta Shruthabhyam Drishta Shruthabhyam Yat Papam Janan Api Atmano Ahitam ஜானன்னபி ஆத்மனோ அஹிதம் ஜானன்னபி ஆத்மனோ அஹிதம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ அஹிதம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ அஹிதம் கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ பிராயஷ்சித்தம் அதோ கதம் பிராயஷ்சித்தம் அதோ கதம் பிராயஷ்சித்தம் அதோ கதம். ஸ்ரீராஜோ வாச திருஷ்டஸ்ரூதாப்யாம் யத் பாபம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ ஹிதம் கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ பிராயஷ்சித்தமதோ கதம். ஸ்ரீராஜோ உவாச திருஷ்டாஸ்ருதாப்யாம் யத் பாபம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ அஹிதம் கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ பிராயஷ்சித்தம் அதோ கதம். ஸ்ரீராஜோ உவாச திருஷ்டசிருஷ்டாப்யாம் யத் பாபம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ அஹிதம் கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ பிராயஷ்சித்தமதோ கதம். ஸ்ரீராஜோ உவாச திருஷ்டசிருதாப்யாம் யத் பாபம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ ஹிதம் கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ பிராயஷ்சித்தம் அதோ கதம். ஸ்ரீராஜோ வவாச திருஷ்டஸ்ருதாப்யாம் யத் பாபம் ஜானன்னப்யாத்மனோ ஹிதம் கரோதி பூயோ விவசஹ பிராயஷ்சித்தம் அதோ கதம். மதர்ஸ், ஸ்ரீராஜோ உவாச. பரீட்சித் மகாராஜ் ரிப்ளைடு, திருஷ்டா பை சீயிங், ஸ்ருத்வாபியாம் ஆல்சோ பை ஹியரிங் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் ஆர் லா புக்ஸ், யத் sins, papam, sinful, criminal action, janan, knowing, api, although, atmanaha, of his self, ahitam, injurious, karoti, he acts, bhuyaha, again and again, vivashaha, unable to control himself, Prayaschittam, atonement. Ato, therefore, katam, what is the value of? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general, and because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into the hellish conditions in the next life committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general, and because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish condition in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Purport. In some religious sects, a sinful man goes to a priest to confess his sinful acts and pay a fine, but then he again commits the same sins and returns to confess them again. This is the practice of a professional sinner. Parikshit Maharaj's observations indicate that even 5,000 years ago, it was the practice of criminals to atone for their crimes, but then commit the same crimes again, as if forced to do so. Therefore, owing to his practical experience, Maharaj Parikshit saw that the process of repeatedly sinning and atoning is pointless. Regardless of how many times he is punished, one who is attached to sense enjoyment will commit sinful acts again and again until he is trained to refrain from enjoying his senses. The word vivashaha is used herein, which indicates that even one who does not want to commit sinful activities will be forced to do so by habit. Parikshit Maharaj therefore considered the process of atonement to have little value for saving one from sinful acts. In the following verse, he further explains his rejection of this process. I'll read the next verse also because it's connected. It's the same topic. Then Sukadeva Goswami replies. So, we'll read the second verse also. Text 10. Kvachin nivartate abadhrat kvachit charati tat punaha prayaschittam ato apartam manye kunjara sauchavat. Translation. Sometimes one who is very alert so as to not commit sinful activities is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Purport. When Parikshit Maharaj inquired how a human being could free himself from sinful activities so as not to be forced to go to hellish planetary systems after death, Sukadeva Goswami answered that the process of counteracting sinful life is atonement. In this way, Sukadeva Goswami tested the intelligence of Maharaj Parikshit, who passed the examination by refusing to accept this process as genuine. Now Parikshit Maharaj is expecting another answer from his spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Sitarine Om Ajnana Tumurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapatantikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhye Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, we will see that this question is asked again and again throughout the Vedic literatures. Arjuna is also asking Krishna, why is it that we are impelled, the people in the material world are impelled to act sinfully? In the same way, the Navayogendras are asked by Maharaj Nimi, says, how can people who cannot give up sinful life, how can they also be delivered? So, this is the central point, and what it means is that in the material world, in all times, in all places, people are committing sinful activities. Even in Satyuga, people are constantly committing sinful activities. Even the heavenly planets, people are committing constantly sinful activities. This is the Vaishnava understanding. Ebala, you know, Emanda, Arasa, Brahma, that this is good, this is bad, this is all just our own illusion. Therefore, whether it is good or bad, it is all bad. This is the very high exalted vision of the Bhagavata. So the Bhagavata is not only praying that all the conditioned souls, they should be freed of their sins, but even if they are freed of the sins he recognizes, they will go and commit sins again. So the entire material situation is like that. Sometimes it appears like one is in a very favorable situation, and sometimes it appears one is in an unfavorable situation. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha ji Ashtashaki ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it appears like sometimes one is sinful and sometimes one is not sinful. But the real message of the Bhagavatam is that this is all an illusion. Okay. So, this point is very difficult to understand, because it appears like as if we are saying it doesn't matter whether you are sinful or religious. But that is the point only if we understand that beyond these two things, there is another Panchama Purushartha, transcendental religion, Dharma. Otherwise, certainly being religious is better than being sinful in the material world. It will at least relieve people of gross suffering. But there will still be suffering, because it is not possible for the living entity to be happy without Krishna. That is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, this process is given. This process is given. The process of Bhagavat Marga, by which normally the process of spiritual life can be taken only by those who are not only sinless, but who are liberated. Yesham tu antagatam papam, you know. So, those who have gone to the end of their sinful lives, they can engage in devotional service. And also it is said that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. One, when one is become self-realized, one can become a devotee. Therefore, Krishna says that even if one takes up to the process of devotional service externally, if one is not able to actually develop his love for Krishna, then apraapyamam nivartate, without getting me, they return to the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, this process of Krishna bhakti especially is very, very pure, and it is so pure that it is uncontaminated by material situation. So Krishna bhakti is to be therefore executed without considering the external situation. So, therefore it is said that the real prayaschitta, if one takes to devotional service, is devotional service itself. Because it is possible, especially for the conditioned soul, to take devotional service and to also still commit sinful activities. Because that habit is with the conditioned soul, with everyone in the material world, from time immemorial. So when that is happening, one has to be tested, one tests himself by the fact that you continue to perform devotional service without any break. One should not be disturbed either by sinful activities nor by pious activities. Then actually one can really achieve the result of Krishna consciousness. So that is very, very difficult, and therefore Prabhupada says in the purport, then one must be trained. Therefore we have to hear that at all times, at all costs, we should actually perform bhakti. So such pure process of bhakti, the devotee is always aware that I am a very conditioned soul, I am very fallen, and somehow or other I should continue to devotional service. One should not think that only when I am explicitly doing sinful activities I am sinful, but one should know that as far as I am not able to remember Krishna, undeviatingly all the time, then I'm sinful. It does not matter what I'm doing, I'm sinful. That is a high standard of bhakti. And when one is thinking like that, in that very process, one is getting purified. Therefore, this is the process of repeatedly hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, here in the next verse it is there, that will be spoken. Therefore, real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge, Vedanta, by which one understands the Supreme Absolute Truth. Therefore, one should somehow strive so that one can actually understand Krishna, not by the power of our mind, but by revelation in the heart, according to Vedanta. Vedanta. This is the most important point. I remember many years ago, the Detroit temple was, opened as a cultural center. It was opened a few years after, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. And on that day, a lot of people came, and one evening in those days, early days, one retired Indian gentleman, he came, very elderly person, 70 plus, and he came to the temple and he was looking around, and then he was coming out into the lobby, and I was standing there, and he had a dissatisfied look on his face. So I went up to him, said, "Hare Krishna, how are you? Did you take darshan?" He said, "Yes, I took." But he said, "But all these people, he was talking about the Western devotees, they were all, beef eaters and they drank and this and that. But I have never committed any sinful activity in my life." He said like that. "I have not taken these things or that, this, that." Then I asked him whether he is doing, whether he is practicing principles of bhakti. And then he said, then he said something, some Mayavadi thing about everything being one or something like that. Then I was telling him that if he meets somebody on the street, some man, and ask him, "What do you do?" And he says, "I don't pick pockets, I don't commit murder," he says like that. You will say, "That is correct, but what do you do?" Because not picking pockets and not killing people, that is understood. That is not what I meant when I said, "What do you do? What do you do? What actual work you do?" Similarly, even if we are sinless, so-called, in the material world, and if some Vaikunthavasi comes and asks us, "What do you do?" And we say, "I don't commit this sinful activity, I don't commit this," and we give a big list. He'll say, "That is fine, but what do you do? Because what are you doing for Krishna? That is what I'm asking." Just like if somebody says, "What do you do?" It means, "Where do you work? What do you do?" So similarly, Vaikuntha people will say, "What do you do?" They don't expect answer, "I'm sinless." They want to know, what is it that you are doing for Krishna? You see? And if we are not doing anything for Krishna, even if we are sinless, it is of no value. Oh, you are wasting time. No, I don't commit any bad activities. But then what do you do? I do nothing. Oh, then you are wasting time. So even if we are sinless, by Vaikuntha standard, it is wasting time. We are supposed to do something for Krishna, and if you are doing that, then even if you are from the material world, where everything is automatically sinful, then you are taken seriously, because this process should purify us. Therefore it is said, Api chet suduracharo bhajate maam ananya bhag. So even if one is durachar, durachar means even one is doing sinful activities, if he takes step to the process of Krishna consciousness, then sadhur eva samantavya, he must be considered as a sadhu. And the meaning of that is that if somebody is sinful, it is not necessary to say, oh, please become sinless, then we will teach you bhakti. If you go to some yogi and tell him, you are a great yogi, I want to learn how to do Ashtanga Yoga. And he says, he says, okay, you sit down and I will teach you yoga. And he says, after a few minutes, please wait, you know, I'll go and smoke a cigarette and come back. Then the yogi will say, that's nonsense. You'll say, what nonsense you are doing? You know, then you give up all these habits and come back. But bhakti is not like that. That is the meaning. All of you will know the famous story that in the beginning there was one girl, and she was a very young girl, and she had a boyfriend. They were started coming, they were hippies. And then Prabhupada said, you should either marry or you should stop being boyfriend girlfriend. They said, agreed to marry. Then Prabhupada wanted to perform the marriage, and he asked the girl to call somebody from her side. Then she called her sister. She was in New York. Prabhupada was in New York. Her sister was in California. She called her sister, who was a hippie there. You know the story, right? Ananda Prabhu? So, yeah. Then what happened? She came, and she was also very young, 22, 23. And Prabhupada said, I'm going to cook a feast. Since you're from the girl's side, you should help to cook. And she said, okay. And Prabhupada had boiled potatoes, and he told her, these potatoes are there, you peel them. She doesn't know anything, her sister said, Indian Swami has come, so she has come. She was, wash your hands and mouth, and then you peel. And she was peeling. She has never done that in her life, potato peeling or something, yeah, hippies. And then she was peeling, and Prabhupada was cooking in the kitchen. Prabhupada is a Mahabhagavat pure devotee, and she asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, can I go and smoke a cigarette? And Prabhupada said, all right, but when you come back, you wash your hands and mouth and then continue peeling. That is amazing. Nobody can do that. That is actually the practical example of this sloka. We can just give whatever lecture we give, and we may appear like somebody great, although I am fool number one, you see. But we can never tell if somebody is cooking in the kitchen and he says, can I go and smoke a cigarette and come back? Ram Rup cannot say, okay, when you come back, you wash your hand. Not possible, not allowed. Even if he wants to say, he cannot say it. And suppose he says, okay, let us ask temple president. And they go to Brajahari Prabhu. Even Brajahari Prabhu cannot say, okay, but after smoking, she should wash her. Can you say that? No. We are not allowed. Even if we know this story, that's what I'm trying to say, we cannot allow this because we don't have the authority. But Prabhupada could do that. That is called Acharya. That is amazing. We have to understand what we, you know, we have to understand who is Srila Prabhupada. Like, I was in Pune recently and I was saying that Srila Prabhupada said that everybody says God is great, but they actually don't know how great is God. So we can also say that everyone may say Prabhupada is great, but actually we don't know how great is Prabhupada. We have to go on. This is the point that is a bona fide spiritual master, and Acharya means an Acharya is able to present Krishna consciousness according to time, place and circumstance. We cannot. Nobody can. Does it make sense? Isn't it? Even we cannot make that adjustment. It's not possible. Therefore, they have come to engage everybody in Krishna's service and they know the meaning of Bhagavatam. Here is Parikshit Maharaj saying, what is the use of sinful prayaschitta? Sinful activities are the same. And Prabhupada is actually showing the answer in demonstration. Now, somebody can ask, but what is the process of bhakti? So anybody can do this, be sinful and say, oh, I'm fine. No, in the next verse Krishna says, Shipram bhavati dharmatma, that if we are doing devotional service, and even if we are sinful, we are trying to continue the devotional service, then Krishna says the proof is that very quickly you should become sinless. Because the devotee realizes, even the imperfect devotee, that what I am doing is incorrect. I should stop it. And let me perform devotional service more seriously, let me chant more, let me stop this process. But if he thinks it is correct, then he is called Sahajiya. So, the Sahajiya and the impure devotee difference is, the Sahajiya thinks that what I am doing is actually good for my devotional life, for my bhakti. He may be having an illicit connection, but he will say, oh, this is actually good. By doing this, I will become purified. That is Sahaja, but devotee actually gives it up. So, Chipram Bhavati Dharmatma becomes sinless. So, it is not that that lady continued to always cook for the deity and also smoke cigarettes. No. Then something else happened, which I personally witnessed, which I can say, which is not in the, you know, so what happened is that she, of course, what it is well known is that she became an initiated devotee and finally she became Prabhupada's cook and then she wrote a cookbook, Krishna's Cuisine or something it's called, and it is such a thick book, 300-400 pages, and it won the Best Cooking Prize Award in America. And she became one of the, you know, top cooks in the movement. So much so that many, many years later, once there was a very important program that was done by an extremely rich man. Okay. It was in New York. And in their house, they had a very nice house, there was a conference. And she was invited, and there were all top scholars and everybody was there in their house. They were doing some program. And I was also there. one other senior devotee was there from ISKCON. And she was invited to cook. And these rich people are Indian people, right? She was cooking. So I was passing through the kitchen. I went somewhere and I was just passing through the kitchen into the conference hall. And one of them in their family, one person, yeah, man, he came out, man, and he was very angry. It is his own house. He was very angry. So I saw him. Then I knew the family. So I said, Hare Krishna, how are you? He said, no. He said, she told me that I can't come inside the kitchen because I have not taken bath. I didn't know what to say. And in my mind immediately it flashed. Because I knew, wow, you know, the story flashed from where to where, you know. And if somebody were to remind her, you know, remember that you had asked Prabhupada. No, but what she was doing was correct. Because she said, I'm cooking for Krishna, you can't come here and, you know, you're not going to look into things. And you are saying, oh, what is happening? Because he thought that, you know, we have commissioned her, you know, he can come inside and see what you're... She said, no, I'm cooking for Krishna, not for you or for your conference or nothing. Go out and when I'm cooked and finished, then you come back. That's correct. So even she cannot actually change the rules. You see? But Prabhupada could and did. And therefore Prabhupada wrote in his purports that if you are performing Krishna consciousness, then the only, if you commit sinful activities, the only way you can purify yourself is to continue that process of Krishna bhakti. There is no other process. But that is not a license to do whatever we want, but we should actually become pure. So Krishna consciousness is a very difficult process. It's not a simple process at all. It's not a simple process at all. Therefore, that Hindu gentleman that I saw, he was also under the mistaken impression that if he was sinless, he was not committing sinful activity, he is somebody great. But in fact, in the transcendental viewpoint, he is nobody because he is not doing anything. I give always the example, like somebody is driving a car and you ask him, oh, where are you going? He says, oh, nowhere. But then why are you driving? No, I like to follow all traffic rules. See, whenever it is red light, I'll stop. When it's green light, I'll go. The speed limit is 30 kilometers an hour, I'll follow. And I'm going round and round and round. So what is the use? You're going round and round and round following rules. But where are you going? Like that, in the material world, religion means we think that it is important to follow the rules and not going anywhere and going round and round and round. Birth and death and birth and death. Because we have this unfortunate idea of what is good and what is wrong. Therefore Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. So he says, you give up everything and you surrender to me. And what is that surrender? That surrender is that we understand by, you know, the Acharya's mercy, the bona fide Acharya, and, you know, sometimes there are great leaders also. Somebody started a movement in Pune only, isn't it? You can do whatever you want. And, you know, and also you can do spiritual path. But he's not bona fide. This is what we have to realize, that Prabhupada, when he is making adjustments, he is bona fide. None of us, nobody is qualified to do that. Even if we know what is to be done, we do not have the adhikar to do it. We have only the adhikar to try and follow him and render devotional service. Seva adhikar diye koro nijadasi. Just make me a devotee. You mean that ability, right to at least to do devotion? Even that we don't have. To be a devote, to do service, we have to be a devotee. But I'm not a devotee, I'm sinful. So we are paying, O Tulsi Maharani, please give me the adhikar. But that adhikar is already given to us by Prabhupada. Otherwise, how can we do devotional service? So we should never forget what mercy He has given and He is giving and He will give. There is no other basis on which we can come to devotional service and chant Hare Krishna and dance except on this basis that Srila Prabhupada has said we should do it. This is great movement. How fantastically He has set up a movement to save the world, isn't it, Vajayari Prabhu? This is something amazing that we should think all the time. Jayam stuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam. His yashas means His greatness, His glories. All three times of the day, I will recollect. Jayam stuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. It is very amazing, you see. This purport, Parikshit Maharaj, who is such a great devotee, that when he was attacked in the womb of his mother, Krishna personally came to save him. But Krishna says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal to everybody. So, you can ask, will Krishna personally come if I am in trouble? The answer is yes. Because Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Tisthati Arjuna, I am in the heart of every living entity. But when Parikshit Maharaj saw Krishna in the womb, even though he was a baby, he was saying, oh, how beautiful he is, who is he, I love him. But as a conditioned soul, even though Krishna is in the heart, I become Bahirmukha. I say, oh, Krishna, I don't like him. Only because of Krishna I am in trouble. The conditioned soul is thinking, if only there was no Krishna, I could be happy. Yeah, he's thinking. He's thinking, because there is Krishna, I have to obey. Because there is Krishna, there is something right and there is something wrong. Very demoniac, every living. It doesn't matter whether he is in the early situation or heavenly situation. So even the great sages who have actually performed so much tapasya and who appear flawless, they are also flawed. Therefore Krishna says, Namai viduhu suragana partha maharishim prabhavamscha. That even the great sages and the demigods, they actually do not know me because I do not reveal myself to them. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. Samavrita means completely covered. Perfectly covered. So you cannot see. In other words, Krishna is there to save everybody. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. But Krishna does not reveal himself to everybody. Naham sarvasya prakasha. So, surrendering to Krishna is a process by which Krishna reveals himself to us. That is the test of whether someone has surrendered to Krishna. Then Krishna is revealing Krishna himself in the heart to that living entity, Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. And how to start that process of surrender, I don't even know. How do I tell Krishna I have surrendered? Therefore, the great pure devotee Acharya comes and he is saying, here is the process. You know, here is the temple worship. Here is the process. And you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See this process. But the meaning of this process is that I should surrender to Krishna. And the meaning of surrender really means I love him such that he will reveal himself in my heart. You see, this is the process. This process is completely free of contamination by any religious misunderstanding. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the purest process for actually re-establishing one's lost connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. So what is that process? That is why Bhagavatam is there. That's why we are hearing. Because by constantly hearing about the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can actually understand, oh, Krishna is actually the person I need to know. I need to know Krishna. And once I know Krishna, everything is known. Yasmin vijñātam sarvam evam vijñātam bhavati. By knowing whom, everything becomes known. And I want to know Krishna, not because I want to become sinless. I want to know Krishna, not because I want to be religious. I want to know Krishna, not because I want to amass siddhis. I want to know Krishna, not because I will want to become liberated. I want to know Krishna, not because I will understand Krishna. I want to know Krishna because I love Him. That understanding of Krishna, that sound is non-different from Krishna. That feeling for Krishna without anything else, Krishna is that, Krishna is that, Krishna is this, Krishna is that. Just Krishna, that is enough. It is not an ordinary process to call out, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Queen Kunti says, what is that verse she says? Yedamanam Madapuman. What is that? Janma Aishwarya Shuta Sri Bir Yedamanam Madapuman Naiva Arhatum. Arhatum means deserving. Nai avaharthu means they don't deserve to actually call out, Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says in one lecture. That means that they cannot actually sing Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. That is calling for Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradari, Yashoda Nandana, Prajajana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Like that, to call out to Krishna or to say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To call out for Krishna, that is not possible for those who are thinking, I am as good as Krishna. Not possible. Therefore, we are, the material world, everybody is like that. Everybody is thinking, I am as good as Krishna, I am better than Krishna. That is the mood of the soul who comes to the material world. It's very, very, you know, criminal mentality, it is said. Criminal. If somebody thinks, what is this government? I am as good as the government, better than the government, I will do what I want. That's criminal. Anyway, this is a very long process. This is, you know, it has to be discussed very thoroughly, but so that process is actually, we are very, by nature, the mentality of this conditioned soul is very bad. He can never be actually released from material world. Because he has to be kept very carefully. Just like you can keep an ant anywhere, or you can let a cat go anywhere. But even that is a little dangerous. But a tiger you have to put in the cage. Otherwise you have to send him to a forest. Like that, these are like tigers. And they have to be put in a cage. And that cage is the forest of material enjoyment. You can be there. And every living entity is prowling there. Sometimes as a tiger. Sometimes as a sage. Om. But Krishna says, it's all same. There's no difference. He says, but if you want to come to me, give up everything. And actually, you actually become my lover. And how do you become a lover? Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena seveya. Upatekshante te jnanam. Jnaninas tattva darshina. So we should simply approach these great personalities who are actually lovers of Krishna. And we should simply pray you know, give me some more Krishna consciousness. I don't know what is Krishna consciousness. We should not think we know. You know, their position is always unique. Their position is unique. Anyway, we'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Time ho gaya. Anybody has any questions? Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Gaur Premanande jai.